Normally, we would be talking healthcare with Dr. Joseph Corrado, but we've got kind of a cool story Dr. Corrado is going to share today. It is Patriot Day, and I know recently, Dr. Corrado, you took your father on a trip, and tell us a little bit about that this morning.
Yes, I had the pleasure of accompanying my soon-to-be 99-year-old dad to the from the Gary Sinise Foundation to New Orleans to the World War II Memorial down there. And it was such an experience to bring them there.
Yeah, I imagine so. Now, it was kind of a special trip there because I think they're going to record their oral histories. Has that happened yet, or did that happen on the trip, or kind of what is the plan there?
The plan is they have all these gentlemen. There were 12 total vets, and they ranged. The baby was 95 years old, and the oldest was 103. And the 103-year-old walks 3 miles a day. We couldn't keep up with them. And so they're going to get back and do an oral history, and that history is hopefully going to be in the Smithsonian for records.
Absolutely. Talk a little bit about your dad when he served. What was his name, and talk a little bit about his service.
Well, my dad is Joseph P. Corrado, and he, like many others, left halfway through senior year and went into the Navy at 17 years old. Of course, he signed his dad's signature and went into the Navy, 1943 to 1946. He served in the South Pacific, and he was in the Solomon Islands and Guadalcanal. And so when we went to the museum, it was very, very interesting. My dad's job was steering those landing crafts, those LCVs that would bring the tanks and the troops onto the shore. He brought the 1st Marine Division onto the shores. And right there where they make the LCVs, the Higgins Corporation was based in New Orleans, and they made these boats. They call them the Higgins crafts. They made them there out of plywood. That was very, very interesting. They're made out of plywood from all that wood from New Orleans area. And so we had a wonderful time. They took us to the TWA Hotel in New York. All the fanfare when we got there. Full parades from the New York City Police Department and Fire Department with a red carpet through JFK Airport. Then they transferred us down to New Orleans. When we got off in New Orleans, they had the, remember the McGuire sisters, the girls who sing, you know?
Yeah.
And they had girls dressed up singing. The 12 veterans were so honored. And we spent 3 or 4 days there bringing them through the museum. There was a beautiful exhibit on Guadalcanal. So I have a picture of my dad in front of the Guadalcanal. And, you know, it brought back a lot of memories from these soldiers. He said he didn't get that much during World War II fanfare. And it was really something to see these guys. They were really, you know, the sparkle in their eye. It was really enjoyable.
I would be interested to be a fly on the wall on that trip just to hear these guys telling those stories. Are they still, to this day, do they have fond memories of serving?
They do have fond memories. When we went through the museum, though, there were places where, you know, you could see, for example, when there was pictures of the soldiers getting off the ships and trying to get into the landing craft, how, you know, injuries occurred and how they remember climbing up the rope ladders. Of course, when we went through the museum that showed the horrification of things happening in Auschwitz and stuff like that, that was hard to see. But most of the time, they were very, 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 very pleasant. There were guys there that were actually on D-Day and Battle of the Bulge and remember it, Normandy. And so it was very, very interesting. And they want to get these oral history because there's not many World War II vets alive anymore.
Yeah, I would love to hear that, and maybe they'll make a documentary out of it someday too. That would be a pretty cool thing.
Yeah, I think that's the plan.
Very nice. Well, it is Patriot Day, and we thank your dad for his service. We want to thank him for his service, and want to thank you for coming and sharing your story today.
Thank you very much.